Ooh.
It's time for Second Chance Romance. You like my sax playing?
Yeah. Yeah. It's real dramatic there.
Thank you.
Likey.
Here we go. Oh. We go looking for love in all the wrong places.
Can we get this segment sponsored?
I mean, if we're going to do this, we might as well make some money.
By Pepto-Bismol or Mylanta or something.
Something.
Just ever.
Yeah.
Ooh, already.
I need relief.
Clench.
Gas X. Yeah.
Diapers. Might be good.
Recycled diapers. We learned about in the second hour.
Uh-huh.
Holly, who do we have today?
Well, we are joined by Neil this morning.
Oh, Neil. Hi, Neil.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
We're well. How are you, Neil?
Good, thanks.
Good. Neil, welcome to the show. I know that Holly gave you the ins and outs here, and thank you for emailing us. Go ahead and tell us about your date with Krista, please, with Krista.
Yeah, sure. So we had a mutual friend, and I saw her on our friend's Instagram, and I asked our friend, oh, can you, what's her deal? And I'd like to go on a date with her. So our friend did some reconnaissance, and turns out she was free for a date. So I got to thank my friend for that.
Yeah, good friend.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. Cool. All right. So you went on a date with Krista. What'd you do?
So we met for happy hour, and it was sort of a blind date because we didn't have much communication before that. We a little bit, so it wasn't weird. But so we just met up, and it was great. We chatted a lot, mostly surface level stuff, just getting to know each other. But there were definitely sparks there.
Okay. Oh, so because I was gonna ask. Yeah, I was gonna ask. You sparks is a good. You thought she was feeling the sparks too, not just you, Neil.
I think so. I mean, those are the signs that I was getting. She's really sweet. She seemed to be really engaged in our conversation. Here's the thing is that I just haven't heard from her since, and I know that she's a single mom. I know she's working really hard, and I respect that a lot. I was just wondering if you guys could help me out.
Well,
that's what we do.
Well, Lex.
We get answers. You might not like the answer.
Hey, that is true. Now, Neil, we do ask that folks do a little self-reflection on their date. Now, you weren't doing anything weird. Like, you weren't clipping your toenails at the table or...
I did that beforehand.
Okay, good. Hey, respect a guy who loves a mani-pedi. Oh.
Yes.
But nothing weird, strange, bizarre. You've looked inside yourself, and there was nothing there that you could be like, oh, Krista is friend-zoning me.
Not that I can think of. I don't know. I mean, she seemed to have just as good of a time as I did.
Okay. Well, that's all we can ask. Okay. I mean, that's all. I mean, you went through the card catalog of your mind, and here we are. Okay, Neil, here we go. We're going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything that happens next. Now, Krista is on hold, and she was told that she was nominated by a friend to be on our show to do a dating game-esque thing. She doesn't know it's about her. So she certainly doesn't know that this is about you wanting a reunion. So she's heard nothing. So hold on just a second, okay, Neil?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Neil sounds very manly.
Yes.
How you feeling, Lex? How's your diaper?
It's pretty tight right now.
Okay. Holly, your diaper?
Yeah, it's a little, I need some Desitin.
Okay.
Jason?
Yeah, tight. Yeah. Tight and getting tighter.
Yeah.
I feel mildly bloated. Here we go. Let's put up Krista.
Ooh.
Hi, Krista.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Are you? I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound so surprised by that. We don't get people that are excited. No, I mean, we just don't get people that are excited to come on our show. So we love it. Thank you.
Yeah,
I live a boring life.
Oh, okay. Well, Krista, welcome to Second Chance Romance. That's what this is called. And you're live on the radio right now. And we do actually, all kidding aside, we appreciate you doing this because we recognize this is a very busy time in the day. So we won't waste your time. But what we did do is we kind of fibbed a little bit. You weren't necessarily nominated to be on our show by a friend. You were, I guess, nominated by somebody that wanted to reunite with you. As I say that to you, how does that make you feel?
Maybe a little bit less excited.
Okay, atta girl. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. Krista, it's actually, this is, as we told you, we didn't lie about this part. It's a dating segment, but there's somebody that went out with you that wants to reunite. I bet you're even more scared now, right?
I have a feeling I know who it is.
Oh, well, who do you think it is?
I don't want to say.
Is it Neil?
Oh, God. I had a feeling it was going to be Neil.
It's Neil.
Oh, no.
Why? Okay, no, Krista, darn it. No. Why do you say you don't sound excited? Is there a reason? Because here's the deal. Let us be straight with you. We were contacted because we heard there was nothing after the first date with Neil. Is that true? And if it is, was there a reason?
Yeah. Okay. So my colleague at work told me that Neil wanted to go on a date with me. And sure. Okay. I went out because look, I'm a single mom and I'm a teacher. So I don't get a lot of adult time alone ever. But this dude, he didn't want a date. He wanted to sell me on his multi-level marketing business. Like, he gave the soft sell early in the date. But then by the end of it, he's like full on telling me how selling vitamins and shakes is going to change my life forever. So like, no, thank you.
Wait, what?
No.
Like, I got dressed up for that.
Oh, no. Yeah. You put on hard pants, Krista, didn't you? Oh,
I did. I put on my good bra for that.
Oh,
Krista.
With like an underwire and everything.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, well.
I could have been eating chips in bed.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Krista, I am loving you, so I'm gonna cut this down right now.
Oh,
I have a surprise for you, and you won't like this surprise.
Another one.
Yeah, I know, but you won't. I don't know if you'll like this one. Neil is actually on the other line, and he's heard this whole thing.
Wow, is this Christmas?
I know. Ho, ho, ho.
Kinda.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and put Neil up.
Hey, Krista.
Hi, Neil.
Good to connect with you again.
Yeah. Sure.
Listen, Krista, I thought I was being helpful and bringing up something that's been so great for me. I wasn't trying to pressure you into anything.
Well, how is you telling me how my life basically sucks and could be better if I just join your pyramid scheme not pressuring me?
Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, I think I was just reading you the wrong way. You kept nodding and you know, seemed like you wanted to know more. So that's why I just kept talking about it.
That's so I could get out of the date because I didn't just want to get up and leave.
Oh, ouch is right. Hey, guys.
Yeah. Lex, your turn, girl.
Yeah, okay, it is my turn. So this is Second Chance Romance. We offer to pay for a second date. If you guys are game, we've got some great gift cards and happy to.
At a wide variety of establishments.
Yeah, we have to ask, so.
Krista, I'm sensing you don't want a second date?
Nope. Certainly you can find someone in your downline to take out.
Okay.
Oh!
Well,
okay,
Krista, well, thank you so much. Have a great summer. Neil,
you too, buddy.
Thank you. You're a good sport. And Neil, we promised you at the beginning we would at least get answers. So thank you so much.
You did. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
Bye.
Thank you. Krista's probably one of my favorite other people, you know, not the person that emails us. Krista's probably the one of my favorite date-ees. Is that what we'd call it?
Date-ees, yeah.
Date-ees.
Yeah. A date-ee.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She's great,
yeah, she's
girl.
Fun.
Jason and Alexis.
Yeah.
Holly.
I need to do a diaper check-in with you guys.
Oh!
How are your diapers feeling?
Oh, it's seeping out the sides. I need to go to the bathroom, actually.
Mine's firm.
I need some.
I'm good. Mine's still in place. I felt good. Ooh. Krista put me at ease, girl. I was loving that. I was like a pig in mud in that one. I was loving her. She didn't pull any punches.
Well, it's just funny to me that it's like he didn't think that that was, that could have been the issue. It's like, you're trying
bringing
to sell.
Amway.
Yeah. It's like, huh. It turned from a hard soft sell to a hard sell. You'd think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ooh.
No.
How about your diaper, Holly?
It's actually feeling very dry because my butthole is completely sealed off.
It's the other way. All right.
Second Chance Romance, Tuesdays and Thursdays in our third hour. The Dirt Alert will catch you up with everything happening in Hollywood, and we will do that after this.